Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Welcome to the Space Age Bachelor Pad and our new Blog Talk radio show tonight, Von Wehhunt and the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. This is Epic Episode 1 with a star date of May 18th, 2021 AD. Tonight is a very special night, and I welcome you into the Bachelor's Den America. This is our debut radio show in Epic Episode 1. And the theme tonight is The World Debut Commences. And this show will be the first episode in a series that will span 1,000 years as the Bachelor Kingdom is reborn in America and around the world. So gentlemen, pirates, and rat pack bastards worldwide, put your best red velvet smoking jacket on, light up your cigar or pipe with your favorite vintage and cool lighter, get the cufflinks ready, wear your favorite leather loafers, and slick back that hair retro Goodfellas style with your favorite manly numero uno cologne as we delve into the Bachelor universe and galactic cosmos with wild abandon. Now, this radio show, unlike my Thursday show, is based on my hit book published in October 2012 entitled The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It is found at fine bookstores everywhere and online coast to coast that I know you will surely enjoy. So let's start the show tonight, as we are always on the lookout for the lovely lady female ambushers, based on the Dean Martin, Matt Helm retro movie in 1967, which made the ambushers and the Slay Girls retro famous. So whether she is blonde, brunette, or a redhead, it's all good to us in the Bachelor's Den. And without further ado, let the show begin.
Grass, you're coming through the past.
your General Custer. Ah, they get you with the hay.
Hey.
They get you in disguise. They get you with their lips, their hips, and their smile, their style, their eyes. They get you cheek to cheek, down the aisle and up the creek. In chase, next cake, well, they're the ambushers.
Thank you for being here tonight. Think of this great show as your infamous and rogue Playboy Mansion on the air, where it's always cocktail hour, where there are always lots of women in variety to keep the bachelor's focus and game on, where the bar is always open, where you can have a good smoke and a good broad. In the words of James Bond in Spy World, you will have, quote, pussy galore. And at your choosing, young Jedi Bachelor Knight. We will party like the Rat Pack, Las Vegas style, and live large. And the secret to life is this. Be the man you always wanted to be. Be the man you were destined to be. Whether you stay a bachelor or someday get married and have children, remember, you always do it on your manly terms. And there is no substitute for victory. And no real excuse for failure, my friends. Welcome again to the Bachelor's Den. Buy the book for your sons. Buy it for your friends. Buy it for your newly divorced best friend and man about town. It is jam-packed with manly wisdom from the ages. It is a big book, but then so is the galaxy, my friends. It is large and expansive, and you will need the tools going forward in life to be a success. You will have to navigate the minefield of life, and this book will show you how. My book may look thick, but the font is somewhat large, and I designed it that way to dominate any man's bookshelf or den. The book is indomitable, but it's really a very easy read. I recommend you read 4 or 5 pages per night before going to bed. In a few months, you will have completely read the entire book. After you read a few pages each night before you retire for the evening, then let the book work its magic on your subconscious mind. And then you will wake up fresh and reborn as a new man of the millennium. You'll be fearless, rogue, strong, a leader of your pack, dynamic, innovative, and a living legend. Now, rest assured, we will still have our hard-hitting political and social commentary and current event show, i.e. the infamous rogue and legendary Von Wien show, every Thursday night, as Thor commanded it, no holds barred. But this Bachelor and Man show will be the first Tuesday of each month going forward and is considered our frat house, our basement man cave, and our space-age bachelor pad all rolled into one. The ladies will be listening as the made men of America talk about their conquests in business, in the annals of war, on the streets, and with the ladies, of course. The triumph of victory and the agony of defeat, as said by the wide world of sports back in the day. This is the show you've been waiting for. This is the show your mother has warned you about. So be ready and be on guard, America, because we are coming at you like a roaring tiger and lion. Be a puncher in life. Be loud and proud. There's nothing wrong with that. Never apologize. We have nothing to apologize for and nothing to worry about. We are the tiger of life by the tail, and we have the Hollywood radio persona as your host. Yours truly, Von Wehunt, as I am always at your service, America. Never forget that.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies.
or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture, The Ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Centerburger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it.
Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one mad hound, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. To the ambushers.
To the ambushers.
Love that. Now, here's some ground rules for the new debut show. When you call, just know that we will talk about all things which affect the man's life today, whether it be chicks, dating, relationships, working out, diet, sex, God forbid, vice, the law, the economy, politics, the court system in America, how it fillets the man, child support, kids, the nuclear family, traditional life versus the wild and hedonistic bachelor life, the pros and cons, work, war and peace, and everything else in between. When you call, have an angle and an edge how your story or quote or call pertains to the bachelor life in America today, whether he is never married, just divorced, or thinking of it as a MGTOW way to go forward in life. Many of you know that MGTOW stands for men going their own way. Rest assured, we will cover a lot of ground in the show. People have asked me for where I got the inspiration to write my book in the first place, or even for this radio show. Well, let me tell you, we will count the ways. You will learn more about those inspirations by listening to every episode of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, many of you remember the Art Bell Show on Coast to Coast Radio, or even the great Tom Leike Show on LA Radio back in the day, that went to other, of course, nationwide markets for a while. These were my early radio influencers, where Blow Me Up Tom had great callers calling about many of the same issues. So this show is not endorsed by Tom or anyone else in radio, but my very own radio show, Dawn of Creation. Nobody is endorsing me. Nobody has yet sponsored the show. This is a Von Wehunt production. So just know that to be true. But people have asked me about my early influencers, and that is pretty much it. I used to love listening to the Tom Leike Show in L.A., and I catch a lot of those shows on YouTube, of course, as well. We will take the torch from a bygone era, a recent era, and we will drive it forward. Now, here are some awesome quotes and passages from my hit book that I think you will like. We will talk about those during the show, of course, as well. We're going to have a lot of callers that will be coming in during the show, and we're going to be reading some things from the book as well. So if you're calling the show to talk about the Second Amendment or things that are real hard and heavy, nothing wrong with that, but I want it to be pertaining to The Bachelor. For example, is it hard for men to buy guns in some zip code or locale? Why? Back up your story. Have context. This show is about the man. There's plenty of shows about women in America, about their feelings, nothing wrong with that. Women can walk into a bookstore and see 1,000 books about their lives and their relationships and the men in their life. There's nothing for men. That's why I thought we would start the show and go forward with it. So I'm looking forward to having you all here every first Tuesday of the month. I will start the show with what I wrote in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, The Retro and Modern Day Bachelor Guide for the New Renaissance Man of the Millennium and Beyond. The New Bachelor's Creed says this. We will recite the New Bachelor's Creed as your guiding light in this world. Raise your right hand, Pinto and Flounder, and all other bachelor fraternity pledges, and recite after me. Like in the movie Animal House. Here is the creed that you all need to take to heart, memorize, and there will be a test. I am an American bachelor. I am a warrior. I have answered my nation's call many times before, as I am a strong American bachelor. My mission that I do accept is to outthink, outfly, and outmaneuver any enemy, foreign or domestic, to fight them on the battlefield and to win the day. I am faithful to a proud and expansive bachelor heritage, a tradition of honor, a legacy of valor, and a place at the banquet and feast of life itself. I am an American bachelor warrior, guardian of all freedom, intelligence, and justice. I know how to party and promise to show others the way as their good mentor and friend. I am always prepared for anything. I am the caped crusader and the original action hero. I am kind to my fellow man and to all the animals of the earth. I pay homage to the Playboy Mansion as a living testament and monument as to how I should conduct myself in all of my affairs. I am my nation's sword and shield, its sentry and avenger. I defend my country and my bachelor castle stronghold with my life. I am an American bachelor, wingman, leader of men, warrior in the battles I face every day. And I will never falter or fail, as I am a formidable force in the universe. I will wear the uniform of the Playboy Bachelor robe with pride. I now raise my gold chalice to absolute victory and toast the success of myself, my bachelor kingdom, and my country. Amen and amen. That is the reading of the New Bachelor's Creed in my book. We'll talk about that more as life goes on. As you know, this book is designed to be a little bit different from our hard-hitting book. We'll have a little more levity on this show. Watch the profanity, boys, but we have some liberties with Blog Talk that I have arranged. We want it to be a fun show and a positive show for the chat room as well as the radio show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's start the show again with, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. This is, to back up, they're just some women that have to learn life the hard way, if you know what I mean.
Another day, another man. This is the story of women who thought they earned their money the easy way, only to find that they had to pay for their sins. Sex Without Shame. See Lust. Raw Naked Violence. In the boldest and most intimate scenes ever shown on any screen. In Another Day, Another Man. These are the women who fight for their men, for another man means another dollar. They have no scruples. They're corrupt and immoral, as their passions run riot. They live only for the excitement of each day. for the pleasures of each night. If you want to see a film that strips away all conventions, that dares to tell all, then you must see Another Day, Another Man.
Yes! Isn't that how many women live in America? Another day, another man. Let's get to the phones with Irish Pirate, who is here tonight as our debut caller on the debut show. Irish Pirate, how are you doing tonight, sir? Are you there? You trying to get him through? Yes! How are you doing, sir?
Well, honored to be your first caller accepted, for sure. This
on the first show.
I don't know where this program is going to go, how it's going to get there, but it certainly is unique. And when I thought about, you know, do I want to call in and actually expose myself for, you know, the man that I really am? And the answer is, well,
yes, you do.
Yeah, it's a way to go out, even if it's bad. I mean, it has to be done. And so
that's right.
The more I thought about it, the more I said, no, this is a truly original concept to the rest of radio, to the rest of
yes.
what America thinks a show can be. And therefore, since we're the originators of it, we get to kind of define it anyway. And so I
That's
wouldn't
right.
want to miss an opportunity to define America, let alone be part of it. So, yeah, let's go for it. I am a bachelor. I am right now, since it is Tuesday night, I am home, which rarely happens when you and I talk any other time.
Right.
And I'm very comfortable with that fact. In other words, welcome to my home, that I'm not in my office. I'm not having to deal with normally I'm dealing with nature. I even scared
right.
my daughter to death when I told her when I was at work, that I saw my first rattlesnake, and it was a non-confrontational event this time. And she's like, don't tell me stuff like that. I'm scared to death for you. It's like, oh, well, then let me tell you what happened yesterday. One of the owls found the first snake, not me. And the owl obviously won, and I just saw the remnants of it. Like, dude's head was snapped off. And you don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about me. I'm a bachelor, like you said. I can defend myself. I have to recognize
yes.
what the threats to my environment are. And I'm willing to respond to those, or I don't deserve to be a bachelor. Even as you know, on your regular show, I am kind of like the Bible scholar. And the Bible clearly
yes.
says you're better
and the tech wizard.
Well, tech wizard, too.
Yes.
Clips 2 and 3 were stuff that I made for you. And I really appreciated being – I even bragged to a friend. I texted somebody like, Von Wien's going to my tech stuff. This is good. But seriously, this environment that we're helping to create – of course, I have your book. Maybe we need to go there before I even get into what I would want to do with the environment. It was a very interesting thing what happened. I said I wanted to meet you, and you said, buy my book – and then I'll sign it. So that's exactly what we did.
Yes.
And that's how I so some of the people you've known for decades and some of the people are brand new callers of late. I'm one of those weird in-between guys that found that your formatics in your shows are very useful for an analytical person like me who is dedicated and capable of actually living within an environment that's not being tampered by government. You know, the independent
right.
thing. That's the number one thing you and I have in common. You tend to be more into what you can do for yourself and to be able to build wealth within. And I tend to be extremely service oriented. And for that reason, people like me because they owe me something. I would say that's true. 95%
mm-hmm.
of the people that I know that are alive today owe me something, that I don't owe them anything more than. And it's wonderful to be in an environment where you get to do what you want to do because you're free to do it. And that's
yes.
the biggest scare we have today, as we talked about. All the things that are happening locally in the United States and in the free world, they keep telling you that the price of freedom is going up. But like there's some sort of a tax or an inflation to your freedom. And the answer is, when I signed into freedom, which is basically my first breath, I hate to tell you this, but it's my responsibility to go out and learn what I need to learn and to acquire what I need to acquire. Matter of fact, the Bible said, go out and it's your world, subdue it. Well, subduing is a violent act. It always has been, always will be. And many of us are a little bit more pacifist than we want to admit. Yet, if you want your freedom, you're going to have to go out and stake a claim. And all challengers will have to be accepted. You know, you're going to have to take them on. So
right, and for the bachelor Iris, you have to fight for your right to party as a bachelor in America today. The courts are stacked against you. Remember that BC Boys song for the 1980s spring break? Yes. You have to fight for your right to party in this land because they're trying to get rid of our fun. They're trying to regulate laws in corporate America as well as government, you know. So we will talk about the history of the Bachelor as the show progresses. But what's your quick take on the Bachelor from, let's say, the 1960s, 70s era to today in 2021 AD? What's your take, sir?
Well, the number one thing that's happened between then and now is the introduction of technology was supposed to break that man during that time, that we were supposed to get more involved with things like social media, that everything we do is not so private anymore, which is weird because, as you know, I'm ex-military and had clearances you can't believe and that type of thing. So I know where secrecy goes when it's forced to be – when it's forced upon you by government, when it's outside forces telling you who to be and what to be. And between the 60s and now, the number one thing that happened was you can have our technology, but you have to give up your who you are behind the four walls of your domicile. You have to give that up in order to be in the world of the future. And my first response was that was, screw you. I don't want any part of that kind of future. I'm creating a better future in my own home. You got to give me a break on that. And so I've accepted some of the technology and actually used some of it, you know, for getting a better job or whatever, convenient for me. But the premise that I had to pay what they wanted me to pay was a lie. That, you know, you have to get on social media so we can sell your private data. And the answer is that's a lie. I don't have to do it that way. And I'm still, if I'm going to get onto social media, it will be some company that I can actually be myself without having to give away the future through it. And unfortunately, people don't see that. They want convenience, and they don't think like a bachelor. A bachelor creates their own convenience. And we learned that the farther back you go in America. The bachelor of yesteryear was extremely capable. The bachelor of yesteryear was extremely, I'm going to use the word perceptive. He would look at what was going on in the world and say, this is what I want, and I don't need that. And I don't have to go out and say I don't like it. I can just avoid it. Simple. Easy. As long as you took care of your priorities up front. You saw what you liked, and you went for it. And, yeah, sometimes it's crash and burn. No doubt about that. But it's worth it. The effort is worth it. And, ladies, if you've got us chasing you, you're worth it. Stop being told that you have a different set of priorities. Accept the man for who he is or don't accept him for who he is.
Or move on. That's right.
He is.
Love
That's
that.
More important than the whole thing. He is. There would be no reason for this show if men were given a proper outlet elsewhere. There would be no reason for this show if men actually knew they could create a situation where their actual values would be considered appreciated. See, that's what's non-existent right now. Christian white male especially, you have no outlet anymore. They're telling
he's being
you,
attacked in America. That's right.
Yeah, InfoWars, they're actually saying Christian white males, just shut up. And, of course, they're rebelling against that.
That's right.
Saying, that's what we're hearing. That's what we're seeing. And we don't like it either. And so, therefore,
right.
for example, when back in the day, I actually sent a resume to Alex Jones saying, maybe you want to hire me. But what they base their hirings on or who you are, you know, if you have a million people listening to you already, they'll take you on. Well, that's not me. I have no real interest in trying to create that kind of a fan base and then trying to feed them every day. To me, that would be like, I don't know, changing someone's diaper daily. We don't need that.
Right,
I'd much rather be able to say something. This is episode one. I'd rather say something that lasts for 1,000 years today and get it over with. Refer to item A, episode one. You know, it hasn't changed. The values have not changed. The people have not changed. The real men have not changed. Sorry about that. You just
God, I love
it.
That Irish. Hang on, man, and hold that thought. We'll get back to you later in the show. That was the illustrious Irish pirate, folks. But I know, men, you're out there, and I know that you're machismo. And I know that my book will help you, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And I know you wear numero uno cologne.
Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching. Discovering numero uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold. Numero uno green. Numero uno red. Numero uno silver. Four numero uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with the searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero uno.
Yes, that's what I wear. Numero uno, cologne, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Los Angeles weather.
Low overcast tonight, low around 58, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 68. No smog, beaches now 62, Valley 66, downtown 65, Orange County 66.
Don't dare stare at the illustrated man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We are...
Yes. That was some retro radio from L.A. beat scene back in the day. This is a great book, and I'm going to read you this one page here. In my introduction, I wrote, my friends and colleagues over the years always used to say, you ought to write a book about this stuff. Whenever we would talk about being a bachelor in the world today or women and dating in general and in life. So I did it. I wrote the book. This is the book every man in America needs. In reality, this book has been in my mind for my entire life. And in this book venue, it will be expressed. And like most men before me, I actually took the time to write down the manly wisdom that has been verbally handed down the ages by our wise fathers and great male leaders before us. I have taken the actual time to write down this wisdom and insight for all to read and to further benefit mankind, men and women alike. Like the medieval Templar knights of old, I write with the power of the pen and authority as I speak truth to power. And this is my warrior's sword that I take into battle today and every day. This book is insightful and cutting-edge wisdom, much like that of the Roman centurion horse cavalry on the plains of the enemy frontier. Heck, this book is a verifiable handbook for the young man about town. This book is way more than a bachelor cookbook or advice on how to, you know, mix the perfect killer martini at some frat party. After reading it, you'll know to mix every drink at the whole damn bar, or shall I say, the galaxy. after reading my book. You as a man have dreams. I know you have dreams. And you should never let your dreams fade. All dreams are important pursuing. And you will only be happy in life pursuing your manly dreams to the fullest extent possible. There is no guarantee of success. But like my favorite saying goes, write this down, boys. Nothing ventured equals nothing gained, whether it's in service to others or personal. This book will give you the insight and the fortitude and mental strength to carry on every day in the face of all obstacles and all enemies, foreign and domestic, that are, I repeat, are pitted against you in the game of life. This is a big video game. As we go down this road together, I'll keep a sharp eye out for you to look for opportunities so we are both successful on this journey, and the bachelor lifestyle will be our guide. This is a show not against marriage or great long-term relationships or children or the we support, I will repeat, we support the traditional nuclear family on this show. In writing my book, basically, my theorem is that most men, even though some are married, are a bachelor for more adult years of their lives now than they are married. That's a statistical fact, pretty much evident in America today. Sure, men may get married, but women bring 70% of all the divorces, and most marriages end in 5 to 7 years now. So you'll have a nice 7-year run, 5 to 7 years, and then she gets the itch to leave, and she'll bring the divorce to you, the man, not the other way around. So most men are a bachelor when they're young. They could be returning to bachelordom after a divorce, things of that nature. So the book was written for that. Again, this book is not anti-marriage. If I tell guys all the time, if you meet a wonderful lady, you better grab her because one isn't coming around for another 20 years. So it's not against, you know, the traditional thing. But again, for most guys today, the problem is they can't find anyone they want to marry. And that is what the show is all about. The women in America have changed. Relationships have changed. We're in the digital age. So all these things fester and fester. There was a lot of great movies in the 1960s about bachelordom, and that was quite a hit back then. The good life for American men after the Great War, which meant World War II, which meant the freedom to fashion a lifestyle of one's own choosing without undue social constraints. It was a world where expensive goods, cool gadgets, and sexually available women were plentiful everywhere you looked. And this concept still holds true for today's bachelor. It was a life where obligations were few. And the name of the game was fun and having a good time all of the time. Not all men want the toil, hardship, and obligation of raising a big family today. It's extremely expensive. I think the latest stats for each kid now cost $300,000. From birth to age 18, that's one-third of a million boys. And if you want to do it, knock yourselves out, be the best father that you can be. But again, marriage and children, I keep telling people, is not for everyone. It is not one size fits all. Now, my great book is Gravitas and Cool Cachet. Many people that you will meet in life cannot see the forest for the trees and actually end up hitting the trees. We actually avoid all that by learning the concepts in this great book so we can fly above the entire effing forest. Let's just say that this isn't our first time in the rodeo of life, boys. Rest assured, this book will reach out and grab your full attention on every page as it should. We're going to be quoting the book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, during the entire show. This will be a series that I think all of you will really enjoy and really like. There was a movie that came out in 1967 called The Guide to the Married Man, starring Walter Matthau. Really, really good show. All men should see it. It talks about the married men and single men and all their philandering in Hollywood and elsewhere. It's really a comedy. It's hilarious. But the lead song goes like this. But listen to the lyrics of these songs. I'm sure you can relate. Just love that. And now some quotes from The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We toast to life and love and wealth and abundance. We also toast to the great ladies in our life. And may our girlfriends never meet. Yours truly, Von Weehunt, said that. In the movie Gladiator, the quote was, 3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be, and it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. For us, what we do in life echoes in eternity. Russell Crowe in the great Roman movie Gladiator. You also measure your life by one lady at a time. We will rise and rise again because gentle lambs and boys someday become ferocious lions. In Casablanca, actor Humphrey Bogart said, of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she has to walk into mine. Love that. The old adage, what your rich uncle used to tell you, is absolutely true, guys. Nice guys finish dead last. Never forget that. Women will never admit it, but they know it's true in their heart of hearts. The bad boys win when it comes to sex. The good boys do not win. I tell you this, no eternal reward will forgive us now for wasting the dawn. A quote by Jim Morrison of The Doors. And as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. Quote from the character Henry Hill in the movie Goodfellas, circa 1990. And Von Wien, yours truly said, always remember your bachelor dreams, as they are your spirit guide in this life. Try to remember them the next morning and decipher them with their hidden context and meaning. And billionaire J. Paul Getty said this, monogamy is only due to a man's failure in any business or love enterprise. Just love that. And a quote from Aristotle Onassis, the big billionaire in my book, said, what good is money without the company of women? Love it. The German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said, those who dance are considered insane by those who cannot hear the music. A quote from Walt Disney, it's kind of fun to do the impossible, he said. Love that. And Ralph Waldo Emerson, great man in American literature, said, the world makes way for the man who knows where he is going. By reading my book, you will know where you're going, guys. Want to keep your powder dry out there? Like I told you on our Thursday show many times, you're of no use to yourself or to your family if you get in trouble, if you get arrested, or end up dead. We need you alive in order to thrive. You never know when your country will need you. Now, here is some interesting news. Bald eagles, it says, are back in America. They want to eat your pets. So the bachelor must be on guard against these birds of prey. The bald eagle population has made a remarkable comeback, but the majestic symbol of American pride has turned out to be a nuisance, especially in Northern America and Canada. Before, we had to worry about crazy women, horrible bosses, terrible neighbors, and even jackass coworkers in the cubicle farms of corporate America. But now the bachelor must also beat back the birds of prey. Benjamin Franklin was right when he told America and all the young bachelors that fought in the Revolution that we gave you a republic if you can keep it. But let's never forget that Benjamin Franklin also wanted the turkey as the national symbol for America. And I think Ben was very prophetic because daily his symbol of the turkey for our nation is coming more and more true, truer than ever. But let's also never forget that Benjamin Franklin, as the founding father, was a bachelor and partied his ass off in the courts of Europe prior to and during the American Revolution. So, bachelors out there, you must protect your pets with your life. You want to call the show tonight? We're at 563-999-3437. Another big shout-out for Northwest Towing here in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, mainly in the Northwest Valley. Now, many people do not know this about the founding bachelors of this great nation. Only four were lifelong bachelors, Baldwin, Gilman, Jennifer, and Alexander Martin. And only two, Roger Sherman and Robert Morris, affixed their signatures to the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Articles thereof. Now, in talking about this show being episode one, George Washington was known as the father of our nation. But many people don't know that he actually had no real children of his own. George Washington did not have any children, yet he's called the father of our nation. Despite the fact of that, there were always, of course, children at Mount Vernon. They raised Martha Washington's two children from a prior marriage, as well as her four grandchildren and several nieces and nephews, of course. Benjamin Franklin was married, but he was known during the prior to and during the Revolutionary War as quite the party socialite in England before the war and then in the French courts during the war. So very interesting there as well. He was also known to be part of, I believe, the Hellfire Club, other socialite clubs for the elite over there in Great Britain prior to in France. Folks, we're glad you're here tonight. This is the debut show of the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. The show will run the first Tuesday of each month. We love our women out there. We love the retro America pre-COVID. Back then it was better for the bachelor. Men, you will have to navigate the minefield of life going forward, as I told you before. We want to get back to 1977 and Charlie's Angels, which sounds like this.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Charlie's Angels, all the great TNA TV shows of the 1970s, they were everywhere. The Love Boat, we had Three's Company with Suzanne Somers. We had Charlie's Angels, other ones. That was, America was founded by the bachelors. The more bachelors fought in the American Revolution, while the American married men often had deferments, often stayed out on the farm or ranch with their family. Or family, as they say now in 2021. But people don't know that. The great strides and the contributions that the American Bachelor has made to America. And when they're shipped overseas to these no-win wars and they're sent to one hellhole after the other, well, I would just tell you it sounds a lot like this. And I would say you could probably get it for about $10.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want.
I just couldn't resist playing that. We have a lot of good promos for this new radio show. But, yeah, when men are shipped overseas, they hear that a lot. From what they tell me, a friend of a friend, of course. Always remember, guys, it is very easy, to quote from my book, to get married and hard, very hard to stay single in our American and Western society. Your express goal as a new Renaissance man is to stay as happily single for as long as you can and to only get married when you are fit and ready and then only on your terms and timetable, period. We never say never to marriage per se, but then again, she must be worthy of our manly horse pursuit, just like an old world English fox hunt with the dogs in tow. All I'm giving you as the Western Bachelor of today is more options and better and cool ideas in which to write your life story rather than the stuffy one-size-fits-all approach of traditional marriage in our society. with the white picket fence, which is constantly being crammed down your throat every day. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not for everyone. It is always up to you, the bachelor, and how you want to your life to be. Well, you may get married someday. You will at least have more fun being a bachelor while you are one with your dreams. And your goal may even be to stay a bachelor as long as you can. Once you read my book cover to cover, as your wisdom and enlightenment will grow exponentially. I strongly believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This book celebrates maleness in all its glorious stages of life. Our wise founding fathers of this great country never promised us happiness, only that we had the right to pursue happiness at all levels. I strongly believe that this book could help millions of people similar to myself, and with that caveat, and on the altar of knowledge, I now give you the one and only and the most distinguished macho manifesto in the entire world, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Just love that.
I just want to do it over and over and over again. Oh, you just make me feel so good.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Fire, baby.
Another great promo for the show, of course. Again, this is our debut show. We had a few callers that called in. They have dropped off. They're trying to get back. My studio board tells me we're at 563-999-3437. The future of The Bachelor, trends indicate that both men and women are marrying less. Only 51% of the adult population today is married. They're barely the majority now in America, with a K for effect. Most experts expect single folks to outnumber marrieds in the next few years, the first time that has ever happened in America's history. We are on the cutting edge of societal evolution, and in radio, once again with the Von Wien Show, we are the tip of the spear. While cohabitation without marriage has increased over 1,500% since the 1960s, according to the Pew Research Center, the number of people choosing the single life, people not forming long-term relationships and or family with children, as the Democrats say, has been increasing in the past 10 years as well. There's also an interesting trend taking place once you look at the numbers even further. While the percentage of people marrying has fallen for all socioeconomic groups, the decline has been much steeper for the poor and working classes. For college-educated, white-collar people, the marriage rate has declined 11% since 1960. In that same time period, the marriage rate for blue-collar workers without a college education has declined 36%. So the white-collar people are marrying more than the blue-collar people. The divorce rate among the college-educated is much less than the general population as well, just 11%. Thus, it is possible that marriage will come to be seen as sort of a privilege and status symbol in a weird way for the upper classes, which might make endless bachelorhood, it could be less sexy, something associated with being lower class in this latest social study. Well, I would say, and I've told you before, that social wealth going forward in America is going to be the new branch, if you will, of wealth. having friends, family, those people that can afford a family, keyword there is afford, with the huge cost, the cost of living has gone through the roof, wives are expensive, children are expensive, you need a bigger house, you need more cars, kids don't want to sit around all day, they want to do sports and summer camp. All that costs lots and lots of money. As the economy shrinks, makes total sense. The blue-collar men will just either have one kid or none, or they might have a few kids, but the marriages will not hold together due to economic strain, which is a very serious topic. Only the well-educated, the people that are well-to-do, will be able to afford, for example, a large family, which today, if you have 3, 4, or 5 kids, that's considered a large family. When I was young, a family of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids, which were very common, was a large family. So even the definition of large family has been cut in half. These are the shifting attitudes in America. The economy is going to drive a lot of this going forward. Just know that to be true. It is what it is. It's amazing what's been going on, you know, and this carnage in our economy is coming home to roost. And so bachelorhood will probably extend further into a man's adult life for the foreseeable future. And knowing that, young single men will take a more active role in the shaping modern bachelor culture into a period of life that involves something more than just drifting along maybe and partying. So we'll see what happens. We're now in the 2020s of societal evolution. We'll find out what happens from there. But guys, if you're really, really brave out there, the real brave ones who have the money will maybe get married and start a family. But it takes far more bravery in many ways to stay single if you want to, because you're constantly berated by not having a family and kids still. That's still a big chunk of our adult life, right? The only thing people want to know about you when you first meet them is, are you married and do you have kids and maybe your job? They want to size you up in those three questions, male and female alike. So know that too. At any cocktail party, anything, they say, are you married? Are you single? You know, where you work, what company, and they can size you up right there with those little specs. But if you're really brave, you'll even let the female drive your car.
Drive my car, and
guest star if you read The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, we've seen the World War II, of course. That was before our time. I'm Generation X, but basically the baby boom of the 1950s, the crazy psychedelic 1960s, the disco 1970s, the new wave 1980s, the grunge scene in Nirvana, the 1990s, and now the 2000s. We're going to be talking about each decade in subsequent future shows. Just know that to be true as well. And let's get Brett the Surfer on. But before we do, we're going to get him on here in a moment. He's surfing off the coast of somewhere. He's always out there on a surfboard. He was a bachelor back in the day, but again, a lot of successful bachelors end up getting married. Nothing wrong with that. And they want to raise a family. They want to leave a legacy. They want to do something a little bit different, you know? But before we bring him on, I've got a new intro song for Brett the Surfer. And it goes a lot like this. Memories of Madrid.
How you doing, man?
Yes.
That's a mellow song. I love that.
I thought you would. That's from my CD, Surfing Senorita.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a great surf tune. Senorita. One of the best. To me, it's the most underrated one. It's called Memories of Madrid. Isn't that cool?
Memories of Madrid. Yeah. Yeah. I just love it, man. For me, it'd be Memories of Mexico.
Memories of what?
Yeah. Memories of Mexico, but I would love to go to Spain. You know, I'd love to get over to Spain and
oh yeah, well the song is off the CD called Surfing Senorita for Mexico, so kind of fits in with the Rocky Point theme. But tell us any good stories or any conjecture, and welcome to the debut show, Brett of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Thank you, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that, like I said, I made the choice when I was about 40 to get married, you know, and but I had a long time to ponder and live the single life and the bachelor lifestyle, and plenty of bachelor stories, you know, for those years of bachelorhood. It was an interesting time, and you know, but like you said, for me, it was I've been married quite a well, almost 15 years, and two boys that are 6 years old. You know,
awesome! Congratulations!
Totally,
it's great.
Totally different lifestyle, but there were some interesting stories. I would just my advice is just be careful when you're out there, you know, because there are a lot of vampires, and there are a lot of really good women, but there are a lot of trouble you can get into, you know, as well. So
And we're going to talk about the trouble that guys can get into on this show. You don't want to knock up the wrong girl, boys. You're going to have child support payments for 25 years. It'll be the death of your financial empire. True, there are women that are kind of gunning for that. So you guys got to be careful, you know.
Yeah, now people are getting out and they're starting to head over to the I guess, the single scene where they go to nightclubs. You know, you could really get into meet some of the wrong people, you know, or you might meet someone that is upstanding, but I don't know. You know, when you're usually going to a nightclub or something like that, it's not really where you meet the most upstanding women out there. But you do have to be careful. I mean, I ran into some situations when in my years of being single that could have really become dangerous situations, you know. That would be my warning, you know. I mean,
tell us one of them if you can.
Tell you a story. Well, I met a woman when I was single in my single days. I met someone after I'd hiked Camelback Mountain. I came down and I saw these condos for sale downtown Phoenix, a high rise. I'll go check that out. And, you know, this beautiful woman was there and started talking to her. And she was showing me the condos. And I said, oh, it's really, thank you for the information. And she said, well, you know, call me if you're interested in any of this. Yeah, I sure will. And she, I said, do you ever hike? And she said, yeah, I do. And I said, well, maybe I'll call you sometime. So ended up, I gave her my number as well. And about a week later, she called me and said, hey, would you want to come over and have some martinis and steak, you know? And I said, with my girlfriend who's over here. And I'm thinking, wow, this is awesome. You know, I'm single, and I'm just thinking this is going to be great. So I drive out to Scottsdale, drive in a driveway of this house, really nice house in Scottsdale, and black Mercedes in the driveway. I walk in, and they have these beautiful steaks. And she says, would you like a martini? I said, oh, sure, you know, and I don't drink anymore, but at that time, you know, I was drinking quite a bit. But so I'd probably had about five beers before that. That first sip, I don't know. I almost knew that something wasn't right. You know, I took that sip, and my whole, it just everything just seemed to just start to slow down. I was like, what was that?
Wow.
And in fact, I she brings out the steak, I start eating it, and I started thinking to myself, what was in that, you know? And I almost wanted to
Was she trying to date rape you, Brett? Was she trying to date rape you? Was that woman trying to take advantage of you in that situation? Tell us, man.
You know,
do tell.
I really do wonder. But anyway, she said after that I ate about half the steaks. You know what? Let's go out. We'll do karaoke or the club right over here. And so we got in this Mercedes. I just remember her driving. We got there, and that's all I remember. All I know is I woke up in a room at her house, with my belt was folded very neatly, my shoes were off. And, you know, I'm in my boxers, and my pants are folded. And all I know is I got up and I went in the other room where she was at, and I said, hey, I apologize, but what happened, you know? And she said, oh, it's all good. It's all good. I'm thinking to myself, not really. It's not really all good. I don't remember anything that happened other than driving, in your car. And anyway, that was the end of that. But that could have and all my money was in my wallet too. So I was like,
she could have taken photographs of you and sold them on the dark web, Brett.
Exactly.
Don't know.
Exactly.
Your photos could still be circulating on the dark web today. Probably coming in. They're probably surfacing in Albania or some Bulgarian dungeon. I would think Romania.
Oh,
somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, somewhere.
She probably had you
probably
posing when you were out for cash for her kicks.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
But you know what?
Gotta be careful out there. I agree.
Yeah, yeah, and if that doesn't happen, something like that doesn't happen. You know, you could be taken advantage of other ways, you know, but then, you know,
Your money in your wallet.
Don't you think it's been a crazy year though with the pandemic? As far as I'm not in the dating world, but if I were single,
sure.
I think it would have been.
Right, but Brent, answer my question: was your money in your wallet when you left her house?
Oh yes, everything was there.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, every penny was there, and that was
good. Every penny
thing.
Accounted
like,
for.
Wow. Oh, of course. Yes.
But she did date rape you, it sounds like.
I don't know. I'd rather remember that experience as well. That was
she
nice.
Might have been the aggressor. We don't know. They're out there.
I don't know, but I'll tell you that I think I don't know. These girls were drop dead gorgeous, just beautiful.
You better.
It's almost one of those situations that it's like, wow, I don't know, but. Whatever, it was one of the strangest things, and that was the end of that. After I left, that was just. But you know, I'm glad I could share that with Yvonne. And
God, unbelievable!
Sure,
so describe
too.
The girl to us here in Radio Land. Describe what she looked like for our millions of listeners all over the world.
I think. Probably say brown eyes and blonde hair and athletic build. Someone that takes care of themselves. Probably I'd say about a 8.5, maybe a 9 on a scale.
Okay.
1 to 10. So, So I would have to say, yeah, it's kind of I wouldn't say it's a Cindy Crawford, but
mm-hmm.
or a young Christie Brinkley, maybe a cross between them.
Mhm. Wow. Okay.
But,
okay. So what?
Two, and two of them.
Give us another really good bachelor story from your bachelor days.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know if that it's I can think of
any good ones?
I guess I guess another one would be let's see. One time I had to pick up a friend of mine who was coming in from out of town, and
okay.
I thought, well, I'll help him out. You know, we'll go pick him up. It was probably 10:30, and ended up there were a couple girls there at the bar, and we were thinking, you know, well, you know, I live right around the corner, you know, maybe we
sure.
You know, I don't know if you what are you guys doing later? So, like an idiot, really, you never invite someone into your house that you don't know. But
right.
I did, and all of a sudden, her friend's getting on the computer, and I'm like, what is she doing? I remember we had been indulging probably all day, you know, and this was 10 at night. So,
groovy, baby.
And. But she, you know, I thought, well, she's getting on my computer. She's really good on the computer. I was thinking, oh, your friend is, huh? And now another friend of mine, he had already gone in. He's like, I'm going to sleep. He went to sleep. So this one girl's on my
right.
computer, and her friend is talking to me. And I finally just said, you know, look, I you know, and her friend all of a sudden goes out, leaves. And I'm thinking, huh, this, you know, and this is another, she's about a 9 too. So I would describe her as very, but it was a setup. But with this again is another reason I say be careful out there. But anyway, I'm thinking, this could be a pretty good time. I might get lucky here tonight, and thinking everything's going to be great. And
do I make you already feel it?
Right.
As I turn around, I look over at my computer and go down to feel where my wallet is, my back pocket,
right.
And I don't feel it. And I see her running. Her boots are taken off, and she runs
really?
Out my room. And I had $500 in cash in my wallet, and she took the money, and my wallet's laying there. And I'm like, That was another story where actually both of them ran out. See, the one girl, but I think what they were trying
she
to do.
She took your cash, ran out the door? God.
Yeah, and
I put a mafia hit on that chick.
Left her boots. And
those
and
boots were made for walking.
There's a couple of examples, brother. But I've had a lot of.
So what happened next?
Well, I went to sleep and had to. I really there isn't anything else I could do. I can call the police, but what do they really? You know, they don't know who she is. You know, I just took it as a tax write-off. We'll just consider that a tax write-off or something. But
actually, the IRS form, guys, I'm going to tell you, it's called the casualty in theft form. If you ever have a girl take your cash and leave your house, there's actually a formal IRS form for you to take that theft. She thinks she got the best of you, right? Well, you can take that $500 off your taxes, boys, out of your taxable income. I have used it before, not for that purpose. But because I never let women get around my cash because they tend to be kleptomaniacs. You know what I mean? But they have sticky fingers, right? But guys, there is an IRS form that you can fill out on your annual taxes. You can get all the money back dollar for dollar. I believe it's up to a few thousand dollars now. So if you get ripped off, just file the IRS form and say it was a theft. And it's actually called the casualty in theft form. And in your case, I'm sure it's too long now, but the IRS window, guys, is 7 years, I believe, legally. Check with the IRS, of course. I'm not an expert on that. But if you had a theft like Brett did, file the form on next year's taxes, date it 2018 or something, and, you know, just explain somebody stole some money from you. And keep it general and vague. They don't need to know that she was hot and that she came back later and you had your way with her, right? So.
She's
paying you to have sex with her.
Yeah.
I liked it even better.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's my world. She's paying us.
Yeah. She pays you.
Funny stuff, man. Well, you're married now, and I love those bachelor stories. And I want to get you thinking. I know you have a lot of them, as I do, too. But I want you to be thinking about them as we go forward here with this new show. We're taking a little break from the hard-hitting political show, which will be in 2 days on Thursday, of course. I've got that show ready. We are, you know, a world of war, as I say. But this show is more of a lighthearted show, more of a fun show. And so you made the transition from a bachelor to being a married man. You are now an upstanding member of society, Brett. Congratulations. You have a nuclear family, and you are now traditional.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Thanks, Vaughn. Yeah.
So that's going for you well, but have you seen my book before, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You need to. Now, I drove by Bell Road in Phoenix just yesterday, and I saw a guy that had a sign, Jesus. I swear to God, it's a huge sign. Jesus loves you. The world's coming to an end. And I actually stopped for gas, and I go, I want to pay you to put my book on the placard and say, Jesus is coming, but before he does, please buy and read The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy before the zombie apocalypse happens, of course. And the guy, I actually thought about it, and I said, no, I'm totally serious. But he was an out-of-work white guy, shocker, looking for a job, and I guess some church hired him to walk around with that sign. For tips or whatever, right? So, but you were quite the bachelor back in the day, Brett. And I thank you for your call tonight, man. I might have you and Iris come on towards the very end. I love your stories. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our show's heart. Thank you, Brett.
All right, brother.
Hang on, buddy. We'll get you on towards the end. That was an awesome call. Oh, but they do, but they do. Gotta love that. Women were in cages back in the 1960s. A man would walk into a discotheque or some hip, trendy club. There'd be hot chicks in bikinis dancing in cages. I, Von Weehunt, want to bring it back. And it sounds like this.
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men. Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder to satisfy strange desires. You'll meet them all in Women in Cages.
God, where can I find some hot bikini chicks in cages? That's what I'm talking about. I don't know about you. Water Girl has chimed in on the chat room, and she says, I love you and your wisecracks. LOL, pretty damn funny. And I said, Donkashane, baby. Love it. By the way, that was quite the hit back in the Rat Pack days, Donkashane, sung by Wayne Newton. A little bit of trivia there for you. In my book, How to Be a Man's Man in the Real World, here's a paragraph for you on page 35, a little jewel of wisdom. I write, a man's man is a man who knows the ways of this world and how to comport himself in all social situations. He is knowledgeable and worldly and cool. Men want to be him and look like him, and women want to be with him. Oh, yes. He has style, grace, and charm. He is powerful and respected. Doors snap open for him on the street and in business. He can stop traffic on a dime with his powerful, intense look and charisma. He travels abroad frequently and is the most interesting man in the world. Like the dapper old gent in the infamous Dos Equis beer commercials, he really is that guy personified. A man's man is looked up to by other men and admired by all women who sense his innate power. He knows how to dress sharp and never looks sloppy, even in casual clothes. He always looks casual, comfortable, hip, and trendy in a good manly way. He normally wears some bling, such as a nice man's watch or a pinky ring, mafioso style. And he always has, the book says, sometimes. He always has, look at this here. There we go. He always has at least women at his beck and call. I just love that. It's true. If you look at the man's man, they are a rare find today. Maybe he's wearing a gold solid chain. He is well-groomed and smells good with Numero Uno cologne, of course. With a man's man scent, aftershave, or great cologne, he takes care of himself and is all fit and works out several times per week. People hang on his every word. As he speaks with wisdom and confidence, he doesn't just talk to talk when he speaks or socializes. He is really seeing something substantial, engaged in the conversation, and doesn't need a lot of wordplay to do it. He is the man when he goes to Vegas, and the doorman knows him by name, and the casino doors swing wide open for his grand entrance on his approach as they snap to attention. He loves the smoke of a great cigar after a fantastic meal in his smoking jacket, or an after-dinner cocktail with friends, or a time with his favorite girlfriend du jour. He lives what is called the well-lived and good life. He knows the value of a dollar and is good to his friends, who do support him. And attractive women feel safe and secure in his presence, and rightly so. They are always on his arm. A man's man is made, not always born. Remember that, boys. Made. Strive to be this guy at all costs. Life is much better when you are this guy. I would also say this in my book, that in the next paragraph I go on to state, it also used to be a rite of passage of sorts, that of a young American man making his annual pilgrimage to Europe after finishing his studies to further sample European women, who back in the day were considered more free sexually than some of their sexually repressed American sisters. American women have always been uptight about sex anyway. His father would send him off across the pond to Europe with a wink and a slap on the back and some ready cash. A young strapping man would finish high school or college and then make the trip of a lifetime to exotic ports of call and have a blast and get laid a lot all over Europe, then come back to America with a mischievous grin on his face to tell his friends about his sexual conquests and exploits like a returning valiant soldier, sailor, or fighter pilot after a World War II combat mission. Yes, that's very, very true. How life used to be in America. Unbelievable, but it's true. We've changed so much with the COVID crap going on. Unreal. And I want you to listen to another promo here that I found for you. I thought you would like it. It's called The Female Bunch.
The Female Bunch.
They live free.
Taking what they want.
They come from all walks of life.
You're hurting me, Marty.
They swore never again to let a man hurt them. The female bunch.
They tease men. They torture them. They love them.
We don't give a damn about society's rules. We have our own laws here.
Break one of their laws, you won't live to regret it.
Russ Tamblyn, Lon Chaney Jr., Jennifer Bishop in the Female Bunch.
They're coming soon.
God, love that. Well, it's now time for, here's a good thing I think you'll enjoy. To watch Girls Spy by the Bob Crew generation when that first came out. Let's get back to Brett the Surfer. He might have some more stories for us. I did ask him to conjure up some more, and let's get Brett back on the air here. Brett,
hey, Ron.
I want to get you back on. You were thinking about some things, so tell us what you have recalled from your mind control memory, if you can.
Yeah, baby. I think that everybody has memories of when you were in your early 20s, you know, and I think
right.
So my memories, which I don't know if they even do that anymore. Making out with girls on a hill and in Scottsdale and
God forbid. So,
you know, and just the hours. You know, I mean, it's something I don't know. I don't think you'd be doing that. And
now the police will arrest you.
Yeah.
That's lascivious behavior in public.
Yeah, you can't.
PDA will be outlawed in the future. I'm serious. There are feminazis and weird men to outlaw PDA, public display of affection. Sure. Coming, man.
It's a sad thing, you know. I mean, you look at Happy Days, and they used to have, the submarine races? Is that what they used to call them, you know? Or what did they used to call that? I don't know. That's before my time, but necking? Or
God.
Something in high school. And, yeah.
Right.
But something that, I don't know how kids they must date differently. I mean, especially with the pandemic, you know, the single life must just be a different game, you know, nowadays. But
different animal, I think. Like
very shagadelic.
Right, it is very shagadelic.
Very.
You know, and I mean, what do you you work with a lot of guys over there? What are they saying about the dating life now in America in 2021?
Just that people don't usually go out I guess they just go to people's houses. What I had heard during the pandemic, where they would just meet online. A lot of stuff is online, and they'll go to different private parties, especially through the pandemic. I think it changed things. But then again, a lot of the younger kids, they didn't really care about any of the mask wearing or social distancing or anything like that. So I don't know. I think things are different than when we grew up, when they had keg parties and people would go out. And I just think it was – I think it's just a different time now. People are just meeting online. And I don't know how that works for a lot of people. I mean, if they enjoy the different dating sites that are out there. I don't know. Like I said, man, it's been a long time since I've been in the dating world, but that's what I've been told. So.
Mm-hmm. We have some people in the chat room that are off topic. I told you guys before, you stay on topic. If you're off, we will take you off the chat room. You know, just keep that in mind, people. This is the Bachelor's Guidebook Show. Not a hard-hitting political show tonight.
Yeah, and that's everything should be just simplified again. I think in the arena of love and dating and things like that. I think that it's become just problem. I don't know, people complicate things.
They do. They do. Look, we are in this COVID thing. We're trying to have a fun America, right? And we're going to have Irish Pirate chime on again here towards the end. And anyway, we're going to it's one of those things where we want America to get back to fun and having a good time. And that's what we want, right?
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
Right, right.
And if that's
totally agree, man.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, maybe a lot of guys think volume equals growth. Like dating is like a sales mm-hmm. game, but it is part selling. You gotta. It's not. You know, you have to sell yourself. You know, in the beginning, but then I don't think you should really think of it as a sales chart. You know,
right.
What your objective is. If your objective is to meet someone and then eventually, you know. Get married because you know, mm-hmm. I want to have a family. You know, it depends. Some people that's kind of mm-hmm. not in the cards, but that's not what they want to do. But I think everybody has different. Whatever your goal is, write it down, visualize it, and just do it. You know, I mean that's the. I guess that's the. that's what I would advise young people, you know, if they're out there and be honest. I'd always be upfront and just, you know, so they don't want any surprises, you know, but I don't know. I think I did deal with a lot of volume, you know, I think that's part mm-hmm. of, you know, it's part of the whole death. I guess that's why you date, you know, to eventually, not everybody, you know, for me, it was more, I dated a lot to meet the right person, mm-hmm. you know, where I didn't have to do it anymore, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, the harder it is. It isn't like when you're in
right.
your late teens or 20s and you're just, you know, it's just a different game, you know. So, but I'll tell you, it's gonna be a fun world, you know. I mean, if you're you know, if you just want to go out and date, and my brother, I have a brother who goes to Brazil, and he loves Brazilian women, and he's that's kind of his thing. You know, now that with the COVID thing, it really slowed things up for him. You know, he's not able now. He can go over there, so he was flying over there quite a bit, almost once a month. So I don't know. And those Brazilian women in Rio and. He's traveled all over Brazil, but they're some of the most beautiful women in the world. And he's probably going through withdrawals, you know. I don't even think he's been in about a year. And that's where his main dating game is. He just doesn't really like dating out here. So he's single, mm-hmm. and he that's where he chooses to go. Out of everyone in the world, he chooses to go to Brazil.
Right, exactly.
Not a bad choice.
Right, exactly. Well, we thank you, Brett, for calling the show, man, and for being here tonight and supporting the show. Appreciate that.
Oh, groovy, baby.
You know, love you, man. And anyway,
all right.
We wish you well, buddy. Thanks a lot. Have a great night,
all
Brett.
Right,
awesome, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Brett.
Thank you. Thanks. We'll get Irish Pirate on here for his final thoughts on the show in Bachelor Dumb. We're in the last 20 minutes of the show. We got time for another caller here, so let's get Irish Pirate back on. Irish, are you there?
Yes, sir. So you're looking for
yes.
stories, are you?
Yeah, make it a good one. But make it not a novel, but a nice short one. Yeah.
Okay. I'm fighting between two. Let's go with... I'm struggling between probably the best meetup I've ever had versus the closest to a 10 I've ever been with. Well, those are the two best ones out there. Which one do you want?
Let's go with the first one.
Okay, best meetup ever.
Just shoot.
This happened after I was divorced from my first wife. I was not up on life. I was having a hard time being able to... get into women. Women are out there. I saw them, but they're more like trees. It was hard to talk to them. You just kind of mm-hmm. looked at them and said, maybe one day. Nobody really knocked me off my feet. Nobody could give me a reason to, rather than plodding forward, to get me into a nice, good trot. And so I was in a grocery store parking lot. And I was cranking my tunes, which is something I've always had.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, even prior to becoming a DJ, I thought and acted like a DJ. And what mm-hmm. happened was somebody noticed it. Like I said, I'm in this parking lot, and all of a sudden I get approached saying, where did you get the song you're playing? Now, this was in the early 90s, and the only thing anybody had ever heard from Nirvana was one song that we all know. And I was already into what was likely to come next, which was the song Lithium. And I was blasting this out of my car on a homemade cassette tape because I was making my own stuff back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, where did you get that? And I said, I'm making my own stuff. Take a look at it. The name of the tape was Fear of Music. It started a series that I do. You would think that as a Christian guy, I listen to jazz and stuff like that, but I also... do the hard rock thing whenever it
right.
strikes my fancy. And so she says, look, I'm going to go into this store. I'm going to buy what I need, and I'm going to run back out here. You go nowhere. And taking one look at this redhead, I'm going like, your wish is my command. I'm going nowhere. Thank you. Besides, I got my tunage. And so she flying to the store, came back out with what she needed. And the thing that was so cool about the whole thing is suddenly I'm being pursued for the person that I am, which quite frankly, I don't think prior to that time ever really happened, even though I got married. I think I was just a really good fit for someone's perception on a situation. Nobody came to me and said, you're a really cool dude, run the show. And I still
right.
do agree that a guy should be in charge in a marriage, you know, like the Bible says, but I ain't stupid.
Yes.
I delegate a lot. I am definitely interested in women who are either extremely intelligent or extremely driven. I want them to have an angle and to be able to run with it, and I can support them by delegation through my own means of authority. I don't mind letting them have what they want, especially if I'm approving it, because now we got some place to go. We got something to do. Yeah, and so anyway, so the woman said, I want to meet you. Let's meet at 4 o'clock in the morning. And this is like 1 in the afternoon.
Jeez.
And so, okay. Well, she was trying to tell me something there. Basically what it was, she was an exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, she was not interested in the people that would actually come to the dance hall because they were interested in other things. But she knew that I was interested in music. And unlike all the other exotic dancers I've ever met, she was the only one that liked dancing. She did it for
mm-hmm.
the dancing. She was fit. She was trim. She had legs that went on for centuries. And I could see right away, I was definitely going to be in for nothing. If nothing else, this is going to be weight loss for sure because she had
right.
a lot of energy and she was going to bring it. And so that relationship lasted about a year and a quarter, and it got me out of my funk. It got me into realizing what I need in this world. And I
mm-hmm.
really appreciate the fact that even though I wouldn't call her marriage material per se, I mean, no matter what, I would have been able to think of that. Guys sometimes do need to be taken out of their doldrums. Guys, even a woman that says she's in it for the money, I've actually met women that were honest about it. This is not one of them. She was definitely
mm-hmm. –
I'll tell you the number one thing I liked about her. One day we actually had a plan to go out, but so she took longer than what I liked. She took about an hour and a half making her face up. And then the situation canceled. And I
right.
said, well, that kind of blows our evening. What do you want to do? She says, I want to go swimming. I said, you just took an hour and a half to make your face up. She goes, so what? And I fell in love with her all over again. She didn't care. I mean, whatever the audience needed was what she was going to provide. She was not
right.
interested in determining what everybody else was supposed to think. And I really appreciated that, you know, I'm just going to be happy with the people I'm with. I they're here now, and if I want something different, I better go out and chase it. Otherwise, I got to make do with what I have. And that spirit was something that she maxed out on. I could always appreciate spending time with a woman like that. We're here. We're
yeah.
now. Let's make it work. And so that was the first
right.
moment. I actually gave her a key to my apartment. And when I got home, I could not wait to get home from work knowing that she would be there. That was the
right.
first woman ever that I felt like that about. And every guy should have a woman like that, saying, I can't wait to get home. Because even on a bad day, you know, this woman can make me feel better. And, you know, my personality style says when the world is beating up on me that I'm the only one experiencing the problem. So when you got somebody
right.
else with you, that can't be true. That eliminates that entirely. And that's
right.
one of the things I learned to appreciate early on in my – that would be mid-20s. Right about what
right.
we're
that makes
talking
me
about.
Angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
That's right, Iris. I agree with that, man. A little bit of Dr. Evil there to kind of accentuate what you're saying. So please continue, sir. Do tell.
Well, I will summarize that relationship saying every man needs something like that. Every man needs someone – to come along, no matter how trashy the side they come from, and be able to say, I can rock your world if I want to. And in this case, you just got lucky. And so you just take it as far as you can take it and stop asking stupid questions and see what's available in it. Because otherwise you're going to start from scratch again. And who would want to do that when you have an opportunity to create memories that are going to last a lifetime? Who would want to do that?
Right.
So I did. I chased that down. And even the job that I was at, I was fixing computers for a living, carrying a bag that weighed about 70 pounds everywhere I went because I could carry it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. Jeez. And, the question is, as soon as I get my last physical changes I want to get, I'm gonna have my teeth replaced. I'm going to be a cash and a half then. And I think it's going to be too late, that the women that know me now need to sign up now if they're going to actually make a run at me, because I don't think I'm going to need that much support going forward, because I have these times.
Ladies, get ready out there. The Irish pirate's going to replace his teeth, and he's going to be ready to chomping at the bit pursuing you. Love that, man. Irish, thank you so much for being here tonight. Yes, thank you so much, man, for being here on the debut show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Just so you know, while you were talking, we had to remove a troll from the chat room. This stooge has been hanging around our chat room and the other show for a while. So I told you folks, and in the disclaimer of the chat room, I write, welcome to our debut show. We want the chat room to be a fun and positive environment for all. Those that cannot follow this simple guideline will be banned from the radio show going forward and all of Blog Talk Radio. I have those powers at my command. They were warned. So have fun with the comments I said, but no hostility is tolerated against the show, the callers, or your awesome host, the moderator, Von Wehunt. So tonight we had to remove somebody. And look, folks, I put it out there, fair warning. And we're not going to tolerate that. This is not also, this guy was talking about the European occupation, all this other crap that's better suited for a different night. We're not going to talk about those things on a fun Bachelor Kingdom show like this. So again, if people can't follow simple instructions, yet they say Irish, they have a high IQ, BS, more Bernie Sanders. They get banned, and rightfully so, I may add. They don't know the powers that we possess on this show. We can ban them from all of Blog Talk Radio and all shows going forward. How about those apples? You know?
High IQ is a good way to go. I prefer it. Like I said, if you can't do the high IQ, you're going to have to be driven. And high IQ makes up for a lot of other issues. And most often, and people don't recognize this, understanding goes a long way. Do you know what show you're on? Do you know who's listening to the show? Do you have any idea?
Right. Don't be off topic.
Listening?
Right.
Well,
you claim you're smart, but yet you don't even know the methodology of this show. It sounds to me like you're pretty damn stupid. And you don't get a clue. This is not a hard-hitting, deeply serious, rabbit hole political show. It's distinctly designed to be a fun show. Our serious show would be Thursday nights, of course.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
I had a friend of mine who is a woman that I've never had that. We've never been close enough to date or anything like that. She called me up. She was naturally drunk, as she usually is when she calls me. That's usually what gives her the guts to call me. And she called me and says, "You scare me. You're a really intelligent guy." And I'm going like, why is that intimidating? You got to be kidding me. My intelligence should not intimidate you. It should make you want to talk to me and pick my brain and do stuff, if you have that kind of respect for my brain anyway. And
right. Well,
said,
she will. She will, Irish.
Yeah, I said, look.
I want to thank you, man. Thank you for calling the show. We're running out of time here. And we thank you, buddy.
I want to finish the thought.
Yeah,
one
go ahead.
Sentence. I said, what do you think an intelligent man wants? Competition? Or does he want someone who is understanding and capable of appreciating where the topic of conversation goes? You're not even understanding me. And so this is the same thing I'm going to say to the show. If you're going to love this show, if you don't have the high IQ, please understand that there are people out there that have intellectual needs. There's a reason they choose a style of life that is hard to attain and it's hard to keep. And so this is a special breed of man that's going to be calling this show. Come and get it.
Yes. Awesome. Irish, thank you, man. Have a great night. We love you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Von Weehunt.
That's awesome. Irish Pirate there, folks. And now it's time for Batman.
I don't know who you are, young lady. You certainly know how to handle yourself well.
Batman!
Batgirl?
Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Yes, Batgirl.
Biff, bam, pal.
This is Batman Land.
Our purpose here is quite serious.
Each week we chat about the 1966 Batman TV show.
We might as well get a few laughs out of it.
We discuss the episodes that aired this week on SBS Viceland. My name is Dan Barrett. I work on the SBS site.
Yes, Batman. Gotta love that promo as well. Look, folks, this is our debut show tonight. We're so glad that you came out to it. I'm going to leave you with a few things here. One thing I wanted to do, and we don't mean to be a little fast on the phone sometimes, but we want you to stand and deliver, which you all did. Everyone did a great job tonight on the calls. We appreciate you. But I have a chapter in my book called How to Close Them. The coffee is always for closers. There was a great movie out a few years back starring Alec Baldwin called Glengarry Glen Ross. The movie was about a boiler room operation on the East Coast, and it is so true to life. If you ever get the chance, check it out, because it's a classic and hilarious movie about the business world. In the movie, there was a great line which said, coffee is for closers. And the ABCs of sales are always be closing, boys. Remember, with women or a business sales prospect, you must close them. Remember, you are the financial engine, young bachelor, of this wild, untamed economic beast we call America. Just think about it. Nothing happens in this world unless something of value gets bought or sold, period, dot, decimal point. And personally, I've never trusted anyone who does not drink coffee or like steak or like dogs. So it's your job to convince the masses that, yes, they do need that new car or that new house or that stock purchase or whatever the need is to be filled at any given moment in time. Nature abhors a vacuum. We are always there to fill it, my gentlemen friends. You close your dates with young females. You get them to commit to bed and you before you commit to the overall sale. Going steady or a marriage. You are not a commitment phobe, since you just define the word commitment differently. You get the idea. Closing is a sales skill and the art of the deal, as Trump said. You close by being persistent and relentless and for asking for the sale. And persistence does pay off in life and business and love, believe me. Guys, we're so glad you're here tonight. Thank you very much for being here. We have another show the first Tuesday in June. That will be episode 2 of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Hello, I love you, America. We'll see you Thursday night. I guarantee it.
Jump in your game. We're walking down the street.
hope to make her.